BBC Earth Films. The night sky speckled with stars and tinged with greens, blues, and purples. BBC Earth Films presents an Earth Film Production Limited and SMG Pictures Company Limited co-production.
For as long as humans have existed on Earth, we have looked to the heavens in wonder, fascinated by the countless stars in the night sky,
deep space nebulas, and a solitary planet silhouetted against the long streak of light that is the Milky Way.
But in all the unimaginable vastness of space, we found only one place like this.
The planet Earth.
It's a small blue planet with a rocky moon traveling around a star.
Moving closer to the Earth, the sun briefly disappearing behind it.
It's just close enough to be fed by its sun's energy, but not blasted by its heat. It spins on its axis, so that for half a day its surface basks in light, then for half it cools in shade.
Now flying in low orbit over a green landmass, delicate clouds floating above it.
You might say it's the lucky planet, because its rhythm of light and shade turns out to be a vital ingredient for life itself.
Penetrating a cloud, and once through the other side, gliding low over a lush green valley. A flock of birds flying below, then a huge herd of animals traveling across a flat plain. The azure waters of a coastal region, and the rugged peaks of a snow-covered mountain range.
Earth, our home. As far as we know, our planet is unique. As far as we know, one day spent here is the most amazing thing in the whole universe.
Earth, one amazing day. A thick mist drifting over the trees of a green forest. The grey mist swirls about gently, obscuring large areas of woodland.
The magical dance of Earth and Sun has created millions of different kinds of plants and animals alive on our Earth today. Some you see every day. Others are very rare.
A young panda sleeping beneath a rocky outcrop.
But we all have one thing in common. Our lives are driven by the rhythm of night and day. One hint of morning sunlight, and we respond in so many different ways.
Several long-legged and long-necked cranes, one of them leaping upwards. Two cranes calling out, their heads held back, and the panda rousing from its sleep. It starts to move across a moss-covered rock. The bright yellow orb of the sun rising behind distant trees. The panda begins to climb a tree.
Some animals need it. Others hide from it. Most of us love it.
The sun arcs higher into the sky as the panda, perched on a branch, licks its lips.
Some even greet it with song.
Shafts of sunlight illuminate many different hues of green in dense forest. A sloth, clinging to a tree, calls out. Now a colony of penguins greets the new day. Sunlight reflected on the sea, and manta rays launching themselves dramatically out of the water, flapping their fins. They stay briefly airborne before splashing back down into the water. Next, a family of meerkats standing upright and alert.
Whatever way we choose to meet it, sunrise is the power that brings our world to life.
A herd of zebras and other animals gently grazing, the sun hanging low over a wide savanna.
Africa. Here, the first hours of the day belong not just to those who rise early, but to those who stayed up late.
Moving stealthily through the long grass is a serval, a large wildcat with a small head, large ears, and golden yellow coat, spotted and striped with black. The cat repeatedly leaps high after small prey in the grass. It stops and licks its lips, before leaping some more. It follows a high, curving trajectory.
This serval has been hunting during the night. But now he's pushing his luck. He's out late, trying for a final mouthful.
A small, furry animal's hiding in the grass.
His high-jumping technique is perfect for hunting amongst the long grass of the African savanna. He's looking for prey, but mostly listening for it. His enormous radar ears can hear a pin drop.
The serval's prey is staying stock still.
Or a careless step from a southern flay rat.
The rat sniffs the air, while the serval stands staring at the grass up ahead. The wildcat leaps, and the rat races off through the undergrowth. The serval looks around, then moves on.
Now the sunlight's growing stronger. Maybe it's time for bed.
High above small brown islands off a meandering coast, then, a wide, rocky valley.
On the other side of the world, on an isolated group of Pacific islands, there are animals who can't even think about running around so early in the day. They can't do anything until they've been warmed up by the sun's power.
A large reptile, sunning itself, its eyes closed.
The Galapagos Islands are home for some of the most unusual animals on Earth. Marine iguana.
Dozens resting on coastal rocks.
Their morning ritual is always the same. As the sun comes up on their island home, they simply sprawl on the rocks, lapping it up.
The gray-skinned iguanas have rows of distinctive horn-like protuberances on their heads.
Reptiles are pretty much solar-powered. They need the sun's heat before they can move a muscle.
Small movements amongst the many iguanas, an eyelid closing, a head turning slightly, and a sudden expulsion of nasal fluid snorted from the nostrils.
And they're not the only creatures soaking up the sun.
A snake slithers over an iguana's claw.
Galapagos racer snakes aren't big enough to trouble an adult iguana. But something smaller?
A snake disappears behind a rock, then a sandy area between rock formations.
Away from the rocks where grown-ups live, buried in the sand, baby iguanas have been incubating underground for over 3 months. Today, when the sun has warmed the sand, they will emerge.
Movement beneath the sand, and a baby iguana's head appears.
It's time for this one to crawl out into the rest of life. If she starts too early, before she's warm enough, she won't have the energy to run very fast. If she leaves too late, then her enemies may be supercharged. It's the biggest decision she'll ever make.
Racer snakes observe the young iguana as she slowly begins to traverse the sand. Several snakes begin to close in on her from behind. The little iguana senses them at the last moment, and she takes off at a run. She quickly outdistances them, but more snakes appear from the rocks ahead of her, and they attempt to cut her off. She clambers up onto a large jumble of pitted boulders.
She made it. The snakes missed their chance. But more babies are hatching. And now, the snakes are on alert. It's the best opportunity they will get to eat all year.
Another baby iguana emerges, and the snakes set off in pursuit. The hatchling pauses on the sand, and the snake nearest to it also stays put, awaiting its moment. It darts forward, but the iguana quickly runs off.
On flat ground, a baby iguana can outrun a racer snake. But others are waiting in ambush.
Another life or death chase across the sand. An iguana runs straight into a waiting snake, which wraps itself around its prey. Another iguana emerges from the sand, but doesn't get far before it too is captured. Several snakes coiling tightly around it.
Another hatchling has its first glimpse of a dangerous world.
Its head only just visible in the sand, the baby iguana observes a passing snake, then crawls out and prepares to make a run for it. The racer snakes quickly take notice. The iguana moves slowly, then stops. A snake raises its head, and the hatchling runs the gauntlet to the temporary safety of a rock. It leaps down from the rock, but there are many more snakes between it and safety. The iguana stays still once more as a snake slithers closer.
The snake's eyes aren't very good, but they can detect movement. So if the hatchling keeps its nerve, it may just be okay.
The snake's very close to the iguana now. The iguana waits till the snake actually touches it, then, with a sudden burst of speed, It flees. More snakes chase after it, but just before it reaches a rocky outcrop, the iguana is caught and several snakes wrap themselves around it. But as they tighten their grip, they become tangled amongst themselves, and the hatchling somehow manages to slip free. It runs on, evading several more snakes as it clambers upwards to higher ground. Snakes dart out of gaps in the rock to bite at it, but the plucky iguana keeps going. One snake makes a last-ditch attempt to grab the iguana, but it misses, and the snake falls away into a crevice. The iguana scrambles away to safety.
An amazing escape. The biggest achievement of any young animal's life, powered by our local star.
A large number of iguanas sunning themselves on rocks. Green trees, partially obscured by mist.
Mid-morning. As the sun climbs higher, its rays reach further, bringing magic wherever they touch.
A lemur leaps from tree to tree as sunlight glints through foliage. The lanky lemur displays great skill and agility.
Plants turn the light into life. They take thin air and the sun's energy, and with photosynthesis, make new growth, conjuring up tangled forest worlds, leaf by leaf.
In time-lapse, unfurling tendrils of plant life. They grow rapidly upwards towards the sunlight. They cling to the bark of a tree and clamber higher.
It's the alchemy upon which everything else on Earth depends. A matter of life and death.
Venus flytraps opening outwards, jaw-like structures fringed by stiff, spiky protrusions. The jaws snap shut, and a hapless fly is trapped inside. Two more are consumed by the carnivorous plants.
One plant can weave its particular spell in a single day.
A fast-growing stalk.
This is bamboo. It can grow almost a millimeter a minute. The fastest growing plant in the world.
More green stalks reaching upwards, thickening as they grow.
It's still only mid-morning. Most of this has grown since dawn.
A panda chewing on some bamboo.
And since dawn, this giant panda has been eating it. The trouble with bamboo is that it's not very nutritious. The trouble with pandas is that they're very fussy. Bamboo is almost the only thing they'll eat. To get enough energy to feed herself, this panda will need to eat up to 14 hours today. Longer, probably, because she's nursing. But for her cub, it's different. She lives mostly on her mother's milk, so chewing is only really her hobby. Not yet a full-time job.
As the mother sits eating, the baby panda wanders off to do some exploring. Moving slowly past slender trees and ferns, the little panda steps slowly across the forest floor.
This morning, she has something rare in the natural world. Time to spare. And to explore.
As sunlight warms the forest, the panda climbs up onto a fallen log and starts to walk along it. Part of the log's raised up over the forest floor, spanning it like a bridge, and the panda makes its way across. From the sun glinting through the canopy of trees above, to the panda rolling playfully on its back in a bed of green leaves. It's soon moving on.
Because of their specialized way of life, giant pandas are amongst the rarest animals in the world. Cubs like her are more precious still. There are only a few hundred alive. A rare animal with the rarest luxury. Time.
The panda's rejoined its mother, and together they amble off through the dense undergrowth. A dark shadow passes over hills and valley.
As the morning sun grows in strength, it begins to brew a spell of a different kind. The sun is pouring energy into our atmosphere, heating it up. It evaporates water from land and sea and builds clouds.
White cumulus clouds in a blue sky. Blown by the wind, they roll and swirl over the flat landscape below. Shafts of sunlight penetrating darker cloud cover.
Across Africa, clouds and weather are constantly on the move, bringing rain and fresh grass to different places at different times. For millions of animals, the job of every morning is to move to where the rain will make the grass grow next, whatever stands in their way.
A female zebra and her young foal.
This morning, the need to keep moving will present a particular challenge for one young zebra. This foal could walk less than an hour after birth. She can handle almost anything.
The foal and her mother traveling with a larger herd.
But she's never faced an obstacle like this.
Wildebeest crossing a river.
Swollen by highland rain, the river is fast and furious. And full of dangers.
A lurking crocodile. A hippopotamus. And an alert-looking vulture. The zebras cautiously pick their way down to the river's edge as more wildebeest make a crossing upriver. The foal is looking nervous.
The young zebra is going to need every bit of her mother's help if she's going to make it.
She follows after the adults as the first zebra steps into the water. The foal splashes into the river and immediately runs into trouble, stumbling and nearly falling over. She manages to keep her feet and pushes on into the deepening water. She sticks close to her mother. An enormous crocodile snaps at a zebra as it passes. The fast-moving water in the middle of the river nearly overwhelms the fall, and she briefly goes under. She pushes on, encountering a couple of huge hippos, and she struggles to keep up with the herd.
It turns out the biggest threat isn't attacked by other animals. It's the river itself. Her mother tries to lead the foal to the shallowest waters, but she's just too small. And the current's just too strong.
The foal slowly being carried away from the rest of the herd.
The foal is on the verge of exhaustion, but her mother will not give up.
The fast-moving waters carrying the foal further and further downriver. The adult zebras have made it to the other side.
While others are escaping, she calls for her foal to keep going.
Somehow, the foal manages to clamber into the shallower water and nears the riverbank. It scrambles onto dry land.
And finally, the way out.
The young zebra is soon running to join the herd.
There's a saying in Africa, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
The foal is reunited with its mother and the other zebras on a grassy plain.
After this, the zebra foal and her mother can surely handle anything the day throws at them.
From the dry landscape of the savanna to a melting icicle.
The sun is approaching its highest and most powerful.
A drop of water detaches itself from the ice.
In the far north, in the Arctic, ice has held land and ocean in its grip for months. The sun near the poles is always lower and weaker than anywhere else. But still, its energy will transform.
Beneath the water, a large crack is formed in a thick covering of ice. A mammal is swimming along the narrow channel that's been formed.
Narwhal. One of the most mysterious animals on the planet.
A group of narwhal, each with a long, solitary tusk protruding forward on its head.
For the moment, they can't travel far. Only small openings in the ice allow them to surface and breathe. But the power of the sun is coming to their rescue.
Sunlight reflected from a flat expanse of melting ice.
For many days, the sun's heat has been gnawing away at the ice's hold on sea and land. Now, approaching its highest and strongest, the sun begins to triumph. And the battle of heat against cold becomes a rout.
Falling icicles, water running beneath thin ice, then bubbling up in a widening stream. A trickle becomes a flow, and finally, water gushing downwards along channels it's carved in the ice. A cascading waterfall, and heavy, broken sections of floating ice on the move. The ice is slowly crushed together. A bird takes flight, then the waterfall growing ever larger, dislodging huge lumps of ice, which plunge downwards into a chasm, creating a misty cloud of water vapor. The deluge creates a rainbow of light as it falls. A waterfall cascading over a sheer cliff.
On land, rivers flow again. In the oceans, where the ice is now weak, the sun's warmth opens cracks, and the cracks become channels. Roadways along which the narwhal can traverse their icy kingdom. In Inuit legend, the first narwhal was a brave female hunter, caught up in a deadly embrace with the whale she hunted. Her braided hair flung out, becoming the twisted tusk.
The spear-like tusk thrusts through the water as the narwhal navigates an ice channel. Several of the beasts are swimming along one of the cracks in the ice, dipping up and down on the surface as they breathe.
For these narwhal, what an amazing day. They are free again to roam their ocean home.
From the melting coastal sea to a verdant forest and mountainous terrain.
The strength of the sun becomes greater and greater the further south you go.
Water rushing downhill over rocks.
In the mountains of North America, the sunlight of a spring day brings the freshly thawed world to life.
A prairie dog nibbling at a stalk of grass, and a lounging bear scratching itself.
If you're still wearing your winter coat, the heat during the middle of the day can get a bit uncomfortable. You need to find a tree and give yourself a good scratch.
A bear approaches a tree and sniffs at it. Standing on its hind legs, it anchors itself by gripping a branch in its paws. Then, it begins an energetic wriggling about, scratching its back against the rough bark of the trunk.
Rubbing against the bark not only gets to the itch, it helps a hot bear shed its winter fur. It's also a chance to mark the territory with your personal scent, so everyone knows exactly who's in town.
Another bear jiggles about with its back to a tree, rubbing up and down. It looks like it's performing a funny dance. The first bear is now lying at the base of its tree trunk, scratching its bottom. The other bear gives itself a shake, before dropping back to all fours and moving on. Two young cubs go running after their mother, who's just finished her scratching. The sun.
It's now midday, and the world feels the full force of our friendly neighborhood star. The sun is now at its highest in the sky. Its light penetrates even the deep, hidden folds of the Earth.
Light illuminates dust that swirls about at the bottom of a ravine, its sides carved by the wind into irregular grooves. Heat shimmers, distorting the air.
In Africa, near the equator, its energy creates a furnace.
In a heat haze, two antelope with long straight horns walking across the veld, then zebras in grassland.
This zebra foal and her herd still need to move on.
The burning sun in the sky and the slow-moving herd.
But every step is tough in heat like this.
Zebras sheltering beneath a tree.
Any scrap of shade is an oasis.
The foal traipses closer to her mother. She stands next to her in the shade.
In full sunlight, the herd are easy for hunters to see.
A lioness sits observing from a distance. The foal suckling at her mother.
But there is one blessing about the midday sun.
A lion lethargically rolls over.
It's simply too hot for lions to hunt.
Another lies on its back with its paws in the air. Another closes its eyes as it dozes off. A lion's tail twitches lazily, then all the lions resting under a tree.
There is something, however, that doesn't take a break, even in the heat of the day. The struggle for power.
A solitary giraffe slowly crossing the dry landscape. The shadow of its long neck moving across the sand.
Rivalry between males for territory and for the attentions of females is so overpowering it drives even the most placid of creatures to combat. At high noon in the desert heat, a young male giraffe is challenging the resident bull for prime territory and the females that go with it.
Two males regard each other. Soon they're walking alongside one another, their sides briefly touching. They stop and begin to jostle.
At first they just push and shove, trying to intimidate each other. Normally this would be an end to it, but the young rival seems to think he has a chance and attacks.
He swatted the older giraffe with a flick of his head. The older, slightly larger animal fights back, and the fight escalates, each giraffe using all the momentum their long necks can give them to pound their heads into its rival. A cloud of dust has been kicked up as, captured in slow motion, the giraffes repeatedly attack each other. The younger giraffe makes contact with its opponent's rear.
Neither will back down.
The older bull swings its head upwards, striking the underside of its rival. The younger giraffe lands a mighty sideswipe which knocks his opponent off his feet.
The old bull is down. He knows the final blow is coming. So he ducks and hits back.
He catches the rival in the belly, sending him toppling to the ground. The giraffe's fall is captured in slow motion. He's laid out in the sand.
It is over.
The bull, back on his feet, sporting a few minor injuries.
The day still belongs to the old master. For the loser, it's exile in the desert.
Five flamingos flying low over the sands. Rippling dunes stretching away into the distance. The flamingos continue their journey, venturing further out into the desert. Now, soaring high above a vast expanse of arid, rocky terrain, broken by a handful of rivers.
The land and the creatures that live on it toast under the noonday sun.
Flying out to sea.
But one habitat remains cool, even now.
Passing through a fluffy white cloud.
Over the course of a single day, even the enormous power of the sun isn't strong enough to warm the great oceans by much. Here, some of the largest creatures on Earth live lives as long and perhaps as complex as our own.
Floating just below the waterline. In the distance, the dark shape of some approaching whales.
This is a family of sperm whales.
The huge cetaceans are swimming close to one another.
And at its heart, a rare sight, a calf. Already 15 feet long, she's about a year old. And very inquisitive.
She bumps into the camera. The calf has a huge bulbous head, almost a third the length of its body. There are several remora fish clinging to the calf as it suckles on its mother.
For 2 or 3 years, she will feed on her mother's milk. It's so rich in fat, it has the consistency of cottage cheese, so it doesn't dissolve in the seawater as it's being gulped down.
A small amount of milk clouds the water as the calf separates after feeding.
The great whales are the biggest predators that have ever existed. Yet they make the most protective parents. And very talkative ones, chatting in a language of clicks. They're the loudest creatures on the planet, capable of sounds far louder than a jet engine.
A solitary whale, almost stationary, floating vertically.
But right now, it's time for silence. Hanging vertically, the giants of the sea take an afternoon nap.
The whale has its mouth closed, its head near the surface. Others hang head down.
These whales have brains larger than any other animal. Who can guess with what richness they dream away the day?
A a thin stream of bubbles rising upwards, and one whale's enormous flukes silhouetted against the light from above. More bubbles rise from the head of another whale. A shoal of fish pass by one of the giants as it floats motionless like a standing stone. Slowly, the whale rises up towards the surface. Now, light from the sun glimmering and dancing on the surface.
In the tropics, the oppressive heat of midday lingers well into the afternoon. On a tiny island off the coast of Panama in Central America, everything takes life slowly.
A furry creature clinging to a tree branch, fast asleep.
A pygmy three-toed sloth. At his best, he is slothful.
The sloth's three long claws.
At this time of day, he's pretty much comatose.
The sloth's light brown fur rises and falls as it breathes.
Only one thing might rouse him. And it's this. The call of a female sloth. Out there somewhere.
Slipping off the branch.
And since it's high tide, why not take the shortcut?
The sloth is swimming, quite capably, with steady strokes of its long limbs.
The only problem is, from down here, it's not easy to tell where the potential mate is calling from.
The sloth changes direction. Keeping its small head above the water, it paddles towards some mangroves. The sloth arrives at a tangle of roots growing out of the water. Long vines hang from above.
Could this be her?
The female's perched on a branch high above, and the male begins his ascent towards her. Using his three-clawed limbs, he slowly climbs higher. The female appears to be waiting patiently at the top of the tree. The male pauses and gazes upwards at the female. She moves an arm to reveal there's a baby sloth clinging to her.
Sadly for him, this female is not looking for a date.
The male sloth climbs no further.
While she's nursing her cub, she's quite happy to stay single.
The male's gone back to sleep.
As they say, mañana, there's always tomorrow.
Now flying high above the little island. White water is breaking against a broken reef that surrounds it.
Though island life here moves slowly, the pace of the afternoon is very different in other parts of the world.
In slow motion, a churning tunnel of water. Penguins surfing across the tops of fierce-looking waves. They disappear beneath a maelstrom of water. More penguins diving off coastal rocks.
This is Zverdovsky Island in Antarctica, home for 1.5 million chinstrap penguins.
Dozens of penguins are braving the waves that are crashing into the rocks. They're swept up in the turbulent waters.
It's an extraordinary place, an outcrop of rock spewed out by the volcano at its heart.
A snow-capped volcano.
The oceans beat against it night and day.
Penguins launching themselves into the sea.
And the penguins are caught in the crossfire.
One penguin cartwheeling downwards.
All day, the adult penguins struggle against the waves as they journey between home and their hunting grounds offshore. It's an ordeal they can't avoid. Their families depend on them. Chinstrap penguin chicks are completely helpless without the support of both mother and father. They need fresh food every day, and their parents take turns to fetch it. That means an awful lot of hunting for an awful lot of moms and dads. This mother has no food left to feed her chicks. They now need their father to return, and soon.
Penguins swimming back to land, riding the monster waves.
At mid-afternoon, the first wave of hunters who left early this morning return. Amongst them is the chick's father. He's been fishing 50 miles offshore, but now he's not far away. If getting safely into the water was difficult, getting out is even harder.
A penguin on a rock is soon washed off. The waves are dotted with scores of penguins trying to make it safely back onto dry land. Some manage to scramble onto the rocks.
Tiny claws help him to get whatever grip he can on the rough lava.
A penguin withstands another deluge of water and climbs higher. It's joined by others who've also made it out of the water. They waddle and hop over a rocky ridge. Beyond is the rest of the colony. Penguins in their thousands.
The father now has a 2-mile walk to his family. And a stomach loaded with food doesn't help.
He makes his way up a steep incline.
This is the largest penguin colony on Earth. But as he makes the same journey every other day, he should be able to do it with his eyes closed. At least most of the time. Like any commute, it can get a little congested. And sometimes it can be hard to remember where you parked your kids. The mother is still waiting. Her chicks are now desperate.
The chicks are gray and fluffy.
In the midst of all this deafening chorus, he can recognize her particular cry. She is literally 1 in a million. A head bob is the penguin's way of saying, welcome home.
the parent birds greet one another.
Both chicks will get a meal.
Feeding directly from the father bird's mouth.
A happy end to the toughest commute on Earth.
From the massive penguin colony to a cloud of mist hanging above a lush green valley.
Mid-afternoon in the rainforests of Ecuador. The air steams in the heat.
The mist gently drifting above the treetops.
Here, the sun and plants conspire to create their own unique weather. And it's the same practically every day. This afternoon, that's going to help one of its smallest and most beautiful inhabitants in a surprising way.
A tiny emerald green bird.
The racket-tailed hummingbird is about the size of your thumb.
It hovers momentarily.
It takes a lot of energy to look this graceful.
Landing on a branch.
That means it's living in a perpetual state of near starvation. In fact, its metabolism is so fast, it needs to fuel up on nectar over 1,000 times a day.
Hovering next to flowers, it feeds with its long, slender beak.
It can't stop feeding for a moment. All day is a race against time.
Its wings are a constant blur of motion, and it maneuvers about with great precision and skill. The hummingbird darts from flower to flower, briefly inserting its beak, before moving on. It holds its hover with such perfection that its body becomes almost stationary.
The racket-tail isn't the only one hunting for nectar in the forest flowers. Bees are too, and they don't like to share. A single bee sting close to the bird's heart could be fatal.
The hummingbird hovers whilst a series of bees initiate attacks upon it, two of them making direct contact. The bird persists, however, and it quickly feeds on a flower's nectar, before having to beat a hasty retreat from another bee attack.
But time is on the racket-tail's side. Rain is about to intervene. The heat of the afternoon sun has built massive thunderclouds.
The clouds forming in time-lapse.
And when they can no longer hold their burden, they break.
The clouds darken, and the hummingbird flies off as a single raindrop falls to the forest floor. Its impact is captured in slow motion, a spectacular liquid explosion.
Above the canopy, the rain is torrential. Under the shelter of layers of leaves, the deluge is reduced to drips.
Fern leaves are battered by the raindrops, and one droplet makes a direct hit on the hummingbird.
A raindrop as big as its head may not be much fun for a hummingbird.
It hovers beneath a sheltered spot.
But it's altogether too much for a bee.
A raindrop strike sends a bee spinning downwards. Another is knocked from the air. The rainstorm over, the hummingbird resumes its feeding. A drip detaches itself from a leaf above it. It falls past the bird and clips the wing of a bee.
The race to eat continues.
A droplet splashes on the hummingbird's back.
over the world, tiny creatures are on a mission to stock up before night.
A meadow of tall grass.
In a European meadow, there's a great deal of food hidden in the plants, for those who can reach it.
A ball of dried grass atop some green stalks. A mouse emerges and sniffs at the air before climbing out on top of its nest.
As the day begins to fade, this tiny harvest mouse must gather as much fuel as possible.
Scampering along a stalk, the mouse then negotiates a thorny branch. It nibbles at some tiny fruit, then a feathery flower.
Her best chance for a good dinner are the seeds and fruit at the tips of the tallest stalks.
A grass stem bends under the weight of the little rodent.
But it's the most dangerous part of her tiny world.
Crossing a dried stem like a bridge, she reaches some bright purple wildflowers. From the mouse swinging about on top of a flower, to an owl flying by in slow motion.
A barn owl is a nighttime hunter.
As the owl approaches, the mice climbs downwards. She's left hanging as the stem she's on topples over.
But this one is woken early and hungry.
As the owl dives downwards, the mouse suddenly releases its grip and falls to the ground. The owl flies upwards, and the mouse sniffs the air. She makes her way through dense undergrowth.
The world at ground level is bewildering for a mouse used to the high life.
She picks her way past an obstacle course of roots and stems. Scampering along a dry branch.
But she can read the pattern of the stems overhead like a map.
Approaching the nest that's suspended near the top of some grass stems.
Which is just as well, because back home, she's needed.
Inside the nest, baby mice. The bright pink newborns are blind and helpless. The mother mouse sniffs at them, and one of them begins to suckle. Next, sunlight reflected on the surface of a river. The sun hangs low over trees on the bank.
The light is dying, but new life is being born.
A tiny winged insect flaps and lifts itself up from the water tension on the surface of the river. It becomes airborne.
A mayfly emerges. It will live for just this day.
Flying low over the water.
Or less, if it doesn't move fast enough.
Suddenly, the mayfly is consumed by a fish which bursts up out of the river. A colorful bird makes another mid-air interception.
When life is as perilous as this,
a delicate mayfly in flight,
nature finds safety in numbers. This hatch on the Tisza River in Hungary is one of the world's great wildlife spectacles.
Flapping mayflies, trailing their long tails behind them.
Having spent 3 years as nymphs in the river, up to 5 million of these remarkable insects emerge together on just this stretch of water alone.
Countless mayfly above the river.
They'll never feed. They don't even have mouths. Instead, as soon as they hatch, they begin a vast, glittering mating dance.
The air seems to shimmer with the beating of their wings. Individual mayfly among the swarm.
Every day on Earth is amazing. But surely the mayfly's day is one of the most amazing of all. By nightfall, they will have met, mated, laid their eggs, and died. The future entrusted to the next generation.
The air above the river is alive with the insects.
Their entire adult life will be spent in just a few hours of a single day.
Lit by the sun, they form a shifting pattern of star-like particles, slowly moving past the trees at the river's edge.
Day is now spinning swiftly towards night.
A solitary elephant.
The sun slips ever lower in the sky. It is a time of great beauty and grave danger.
Lions hunting.
In the cool evening shadows, it's the best time to be a predator, and the worst time to be prey.
They're observing a herd of zebra.
For a zebra and her foal, this is the most dangerous time of the day.
The zebra are moving slowly across a flat, grassy plain. The spotted fur of a cheetah, stalking through the grass. It places its feet carefully, making a minimum of sound. Up ahead, the herd of zebras. The cheetah stops to observe them.
A cheetah has his eye on the foal.
The herd is moving slowly away from the cheetah's vantage point. The predatory cat stands staring, unblinking. Then it begins to advance. Its eyes fixed on the foal, it creeps closer. Suddenly, a zebra calls a warning. And the cheetah breaks into a run. It accelerates, quickly catching up with the fleeing foal. The cheetah sinks its claws into the foal's rump, but the mother zebra chases it off.
Sometimes a mother's love could be a match for almost anything.
The foal and its mother step away together. The sun sinks towards the horizon.
As the day fades, the shadow world is taking over. In the Changzhou Mountains in southwest China, the world is turning its face away from its nurturing star towards the chilly emptiness of space.
Monkeys in a tree.
Here, white-headed langurs are taking their last meal of the day. They're amongst the rarest creatures on Earth, rarer even than the giant panda.
A youngster negotiates a branch.
But when daylight disappears, this is no place to linger.
A shadow creeps up a rocky cliff face. One of the white-headed langurs becomes alert. It scrambles down from its perch, and a mother collects the infant.
They are obeying an ancient and overpowering instinct.
The langur begins to climb the sheer cliff face. They make their way to some deep crevices in the rock.
With the lengthening of the shadows, they scramble for height and refuge.
The shadow darkens the cliff.
The route is precarious. It's not unknown for a langur to fall, or baby be dropped.
Clambering over the weather-worn rock face.
Yet despite the risks, the langurs never stay out after dark.
One enters a little cave. Distant hills, silhouetted by the setting sun. From their refuge in the cliff, the langurs watch the last moments of daylight. The mother holds her baby, while two other monkeys cling to each other for comfort.
Even the babies feel it, and know to fear it. Night is coming. The world no longer belongs to them.
In a caramel sky, the sun disappears below the horizon.
It belongs to another set of players. The creatures of darkness.
A dazzling light show as distant lightning dramatically illuminates thunderclouds. Forked lightning and the enormous eyes of a small mammal. A creepy crawly casts a shadow on a tree trunk. Then, the sky is filled with bats. Captured in slow motion, their dark and sinister outlines flapping beneath the clouds. An owl opens its eyes and turns its head. Amid pitch black, the glowing eyes of other creatures. A hyena slowly scans its surroundings. A near full moon moves across the night sky. The moonlight's reflected on the surface of the sea, moving over the shadows of the rocky seabed.
The night can turn a friend into a deadly foe.
A large shark.
During the day, white-tipped sharks are content to cruise gently around the reef alone.
Fish hiding amongst the rocks.
But when night comes, they're transformed into hunters, working in packs.
Prowling sharks swimming just above the sea floor.
In the gloom, the shark's eyesight is poor. But they can smell potential prey from far off. And they have another advantage, a sixth sense that can pick up the tiny electrical signals from the heartbeat of a frightened fish and track it down. Even the deepest shadow is no hiding place.
A white-tipped shark probes into a dark nook between some boulders. cloud of silt as it grabs a fish, and immediately many more sharks rush to the scene. A brief feeding frenzy takes place. Another fish retreats further into its hiding place. The sharks disperse and continue their hunt. Now, the leafy floor of a forest.
Darkness is not just a time for nightmares, but also for dreams and wonders.
A caterpillar that's crawling through the dark is highlighted in bioluminescent green and red. A fungal growth is also glowing a bright, eerie green. More of the mushrooming fungus.
Energy stored from the sunlight is recycled, and the world lights up again.
Like dozens of softly glowing lamps, the mushrooms adorn a mossy log. A growth spurt captured in time-lapse, the iridescent light lending an otherworldly quality.
Some creatures use their lights for love. With this male click beetle, his glowing spots are designed to impress and attract a mate. And seeing the glow from this fungus, he thinks he's found one, hidden inside. But the fungus is playing a trick on him. The glow comes from the fungus itself. Puzzled, he searches everywhere and gets covered in fungal spores. He'll spread them wherever he goes next, not reproducing himself, but helping reproduce the fungus instead.
The little beetle takes flight.
A light in the dark can also be a deadly trap.
Scores of twinkling blue lights.
In New Zealand, glowworms cling to the roof of a cave. They shine out their strange lights from within circles of hanging silk, sticky with mucus.
The long threads of silk create a jellyfish-like appearance.
Tiny flies are drawn to the beautiful lights, only to become glued to the dangling strands and trapped. Later, they'll be reeled in for supper.
Like a constellation of stars, the glowworms festoon the ceiling.
And the night brings magic on a much grander scale.
Real stars wheeling in the heavens.
The sky seems to come alive.
Shifting patterns of dancing green light. Blues, purples, and yellows are added to the spectacle, turning the sky into a kaleidoscope of color.
Even when the sun is out of sight, it makes its presence felt. Its electrical energy powers a firework display that lights up the planet.
The aurora.
A vivid ribbon of green swirling light hanging over some mountains. From Earth orbit, the aurora is like an incandescent mist playing across the surface of the planet.
And there is another light show on Earth. One powered by us. We no longer have to wait for sunrise. We no longer need to be afraid of the dark. In our cities, we have created an endless electrical daylight of our own.
A large cityscape from the air, thousands of buildings brightly illuminated from within.
We've broken away from the rhythm of night and day.
The skyscrapers of New York.
As more and more of us live this way, it's easy for us to forget our connection to the natural world, even when it's on our doorstep.
High on a roof, a raccoon clambers up from behind a chimney pot. More raccoons coming down some steps.
These raccoons in Toronto seem just as home in the city as we are.
A raccoon climbs inside a watering can, whilst a youngster clings to a garden table. One of the animals stumbles and falls, while the one in the watering can climbs out, tipping it over. Fireflies dancing in the air.
Not all creatures can adapt so easily to our world. But we humans can do something to help. We have the ability to appreciate what no other animal on Earth can. If we open our eyes, we can see the magic all around us. The extraordinary in the everyday.
Children allowing the fireflies to settle on their hands.
We can see the fragile web that connects us with all living things. And understand that the future of all life lies in our hands.
A firefly flits across the starry sky. The distant stars in their millions, slowly turning in the heavens.
We have searched the far reaches of space for wonders. But instead, we found the most wonderful things of all back home. Here, on our lucky planet, small and blue, spinning in an ocean of stars.
The Milky Way, descending towards the horizon.
In the whole universe, as far as we know, there is nowhere else with life, nothing more extraordinary than planet Earth. Nothing more important to protect than our one and only home. And nothing more amazing than what happens here, day after day.
The sun rising beyond distant mountains. The sky brightens as the burning orb climbs higher. A crane flaps its wings and leaps up and down, silhouetted in the morning light. Penguins throw their heads back to greet the morning. Fluffy chicks sheltering beneath the feathers of a parent. A serval cat pouncing, and a panda climbing a tree. Another panda chews on some bamboo. A langur and its infant. Then a herd of zebra crossing a grassy plain. The foal nuzzling its mother. And the hummingbird in flight. the harvest mouse tending her babies, and a magnificent sperm whale cruising beneath the surface of the sea. A number of cranes taking flight into a blue sky.